Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Hey ladies, today I wanted to share a bonus podcast episode because this is spring break and I was taking off from my regularly scheduled podcast episodes. But the way spring break fell this year, this ending weekend is also the weekend of Easter. So whether you call it a bonus podcast or not, it's still an episode that I wanted to share with you as we go into the Easter weekend. Today is Good Friday, the day that historically we think about when Jesus was crucified. And then after tomorrow, Saturday, then on the third day, on Sunday, the resurrection as Jesus came to life again, as he had conquered death and also paid the price for all the sins of all the world. So this is a very important and key weekend in our Christian faith, and understandably one that we want to share with our families, with our children. But if you're like me, not all of your children or your family is following Jesus or following the Christian faith or your particular Christian values and what's important to you. So while Easter may be the most important weekend celebration and most pivotal holiday of the entire year for you or for me, it is not viewed the same for everyone, and it may not be the same for the other members of your own family. So there might be some tension. There might be some disappointment. There might be some frustration, and there might be some expectations that are just not going to be met over the weekend. So going into the weekend, I think it's important for us as adoptive moms to think through our expectations and what they are and how realistic they really are as it pertains to having the cooperation or the buy-in, whatever you want to call it, of the rest of your family. Perhaps you want to make Easter a nice and memorable occasion for your family, for your children. Perhaps you want to have your family involved in church services. Perhaps you would like to have your family gathered together without drama and without conflicts and for everyone to be on their best behavior for Easter. You may have other expectations. Whatever the expectations are, are they realistic as far as what you know already about your family dynamics and individual personalities and individual patterns of behavior and communication? I know for me, most of my children are adults. I still have two adult children living in my household and one 17-year-old who thinks he is ready to be a full-fledged adult. I would love to have every one of them at church on Sunday, and I would like to have the ones that don't live here to come over as well and be here on Sunday and to have a nice Easter Sunday dinner and to have pleasant conversation all the way around and have a time of heartfelt and sincere prayer and gratitude and worship with my family, but I know that's not going to happen. And so my expectations need to be tempered and tailored to my reality. I don't know about you and your reality of your family and your dynamics and patterns and preferences, but I wonder if the holiday brings up unrealistic expectations or feelings of disappointment or even failure when you're not having the big happy celebration of your dreams. That can be a distraction. So I think we can acknowledge those feelings and make our plans with realistic expectations while also praying for God to use this occasion and opportunity to bring the individual members of our family closer to Him. And I think we can hold both of those. We can hold realistic expectations, and we can also hold our hopes and our desires and our prayers for God to work and work even miraculously in our family. And I think we can hold both of those at the same time. So I hope that you have a pleasant Easter, and I hope that your Easter is full of personal worship and connection with God for you, with God, with Jesus, and with other Christians who you fellowship with on a regular basis. And I pray that our families will come together to the extent that each person is ready. And I pray that God will continue working in our families and in the individuals' lives that make up our families in bringing each person closer to Him. And as we individually come closer to Jesus and closer to God the Father, then we will naturally become closer to each other. Now, that may not all happen on this one weekend. And so, we don't need to put so much pressure on ourselves or on others or just on the weekend and the time of year, the occasion that is Easter, that's on the event, thinking that things are going to happen sort of magically just because it's Easter. And that's not to say that God doesn't have the power to make amazing and even miraculous things happen. God works in His own timing, and our children and our family members have their own free will. We're not God, and we're also not able to force their free will. God doesn't force free will on us or on them. And so certainly if He won't, we shouldn't be trying to force it. So I'm kind of preaching to myself today, and also I hope that this benefits you and that you take time to reflect on your own expectations of others and of yourself and even your expectations of God during this weekend, this Easter weekend. And trust God to be working in the lives of the people who make up your family, even when you cannot see it yourself. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.